In focus today, victory in Europe. This Sunday, May 8th, marks the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. As we hear from VOA's Neil Levon, 60 years has not dimmed the significance of what happened on that day in 1945.
General Eisenhower informs me that the forces of Germany have surrendered to the United Nations. The flags of freedom fly all over Europe.
Excitement is rampant here in Times Square today, and no wonder. Many people, of course, are celebrating, but we can't hardly blame them for that.
Here is the great news for which the world has been waiting for almost six long years. The war in Europe is over.
May 8th, 1945. The Second World War in Europe came to an end. Reporting for the British Broadcasting Corporation, Thomas Cadet witnessed the surrender of German commander General Alfred Jodl.
General Jodl rose to his feet. The German said, "With this signature, the German people and the German Wehrmacht are, for better or for worse, delivered into the victor's hands."
When the war first broke out on September 1, 1939, the United States did not enter the conflict.
These wars in Europe are not wars in which our civilization is defending itself.
Prominent Americans like famed aviator Charles A. Lindbergh were at the forefront of the effort to keep America out of the war. Historian Thomas Fleming says one other prominent American, President Franklin D. Roosevelt, felt that only the United States stood between the Nazis and world conquest.
He felt that the Germans were on the march to conquer the world.
But in 1939, 1940, and 1941, America was not ready to fight.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Thomas Fleming notes that even with the country now engaged against Japan, President Roosevelt still felt the United States needed to fight Germany.
How to get into the war with Germany was a very, very sticky problem. On December 9th, he gave a speech attacking Hitler. It infuriated Hitler into declaring war on us.
Germany, Italy, and Japan, jointly and with every means at their disposal, proceed with a war forced upon them by the United States of America and Britain until victory is achieved.
I therefore request the Congress to recognize a state of war between the United States and Germany. Franklin D. Roosevelt, the White House.
Further to the south, the German troops advanced towards the mouth of the Schelde from the direction of Breda.
Soon after hostilities began, the forces of Nazi Germany conquered all Europeans who stood in their way. In June of 1940, France fell.
The plane is still very high, and it's quite clear that he's not coming in for his bombing run.
Britain held off the Germans in an epic battle fought in the air. The Battle of Britain ended in stalemate. Then the Germans turned their attention to a former ally, the Soviet Union. A bitter struggle between the Soviets and Germany began in August of 1942 and ended in February of 1943.
The triumphant conclusion of the Battle of Stalingrad, with the capture of eight more German generals...
The Soviet victory in Stalingrad helped turn the war in Europe. Allied troops invaded Italy in 1943. Rome fell on June 4, 1944. 2 days later, Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, General Dwight David Eisenhower, told occupied Europeans in a radio broadcast,
"People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. The hour of your liberation is approaching."
Today, American forces in strength are within actual sight of Germany.
The landings on D-Day were successful, and the Allies began to march towards Germany.
Berlin has fallen.
The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
The war in Europe was over. Some 405,000 Americans died in the conflict. Another 671,000 were wounded. U.S. Army General Omar Bradley paid tribute to the American soldiers who gained the victory in Europe, but did not live to see their triumph.
"They are living evidence of the courage, the skill, and the bravery of those American soldiers who lie dead near the battlefield we have won."
After the war in 1945, Europe was divided between the West and the Communist East. The divisions ended when communism fell in the 1990s, and both the Allies and enemies of World War II were now free to pursue their own destinies in Europe, a pursuit that can be traced back to the events of May 8, 1945, VE Day. For Focus, I'm Neil.